It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Major Samuel Sinclair was born in New Hampshire in 1762 and joined the Army when he was only 14, serving for 4 years. While in service, he was present at the battles of Bemis Heights, Monmouth, and Valley Forge. He was discharged at the age of 18, and after spending time in Maine as a shipbuilder, he came to New York in 1788, where he lived in Utica and Cherry Valley. In 1809, Sinclair purchased land from the Holland Land Company at Batavia and started building a log cabin in what is today Sinclairville. The cabin was built at the intersection of two roads. One led to Cherry Creek, the other to Charlotte Center. Other settlers soon came to the area, and Sinclair's cabin came to serve as a dwelling for new settlers while they built their own homes, a schoolhouse, and a church. In the fall of 1810, Sinclair cut a wagon road from Fredonia to Sinclairville, the first roadway opened into the central part of the county. And in October 1810, his family, which included his stepsons, Obed and John M. Edson, arrived. During the summer of 1810, he erected a sawmill and in the fall a frame dwelling house, which was for many years the village tavern. In 1811, he built a grist mill. In 1813, he was elected the first supervisor of Gary, then comprising the present towns of Charlotte, Gary, Cherry Creek, and Ellington, and continued as its supervisor for 6 years. Sinclair died on February 8, 1827, and it was not until after his death that Sinclairville assumed its name. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.